Troye Sivan with My here on 2FM. Now, a few minutes ago, we did our Under the Influences and David was talking about Agatha All Along. It is a brand new series on Disney Plus. It is out now. It is starring Catherine Hahn. She is back as Agatha Harkness. So anyone who has watched WandaVision will know Agatha from that series. And she got her own spin-off. And I caught up with Catherine to have a talk about
it. Hi, Catherine. How are you?
I'm very well.
It's so nice to meet you. Congratulations on Agatha All Along. It's really nice to have her back.
Thank you so much. I know, for me too. I love her.
So for a lot of people, they were obsessed with Agatha. She obviously was in WandaVision. This is a spin-off. How excited were you when you found out that you were getting your own series?
I was in total shock. I felt like I was in a dream. It did not feel real. And it really did feel like it was happening to somebody else. Like, I kind of was so disassociated because it was too overwhelming until Jack started telling me the story and I started to have my first costume fittings. And then I was like, oof.
So the last time we saw her with WandaVision, she had been trapped in Westview. She'd lost her powers. And for anyone who's new to the show or maybe new to Agatha, what can we expect from this series?
Well, you see a very, very, very powerful centuries-old witch who all that she wants is power. Lose her power at the beginning. She's without it. Yeah. Trying to claw her way back to her former glory. And realizing that to get there, she might need other people, and they have to take this it's a very treacherous journey to get there.
Yeah, so she heads off to Witch's Road, and I know that she gets herself a coven of witches, and Agatha isn't amazing with people, but somehow manages to band these people together. And I was wondering for you, if you were to choose a coven of witches from any of the actors that you've worked with on previous projects, who would you choose and why?
Rashida Jones. Because she's so smart and a dear pal. Amy Poehler, for the same reason. And I think we would just also keep it in perspective. Like, I think that we wouldn't take it so crazy seriously. Who else would I really love to be in a coven with? Oh, Paul Giamatti would be really fun. He's a really voracious reader, so I feel like he would have a lot of historical and practical information. Then I feel like, then maybe, you know, John C. Reilly.
That is a pretty solid team, I must say. I feel like you might take on the trials pretty well with that team.
I do. I really do. For sure. Because Agatha's coven is really an island of broken witches.
Yeah.
Ragtag. And I feel like the coven that Catherine would take. It's a pretty powerhouse coven.
I think so too. I was obsessed with Hocus Pocus and the Sanderson sisters growing up. Like, I love witches.
Yes.
So I love that Agatha is now a witch in the Marvel world. And if you could team her up with any other Marvel character, who would it be?
They're anybody. Like, I just imagine her bouncing against anybody and it just starts to make me laugh.
Yeah.
And also, it's terrifying. because she could just weasel her way in and then just grab him. I would love to see her with Iron Man back in the day, Ultron. I would love to see her with other villains. And then I would love to see her with like other awesome women in it, like Black Widow, I think would be really fun. And then any other mischief makers, magic. So like Doctor Strange. Loki, I think, would be really fun. But also throughout history, Agatha's been like a mentor, a nanny, kind of maternal. So, you know, if you could add that dimension to a lot of characters.
And she's absolutely bold. I love how bold she is. And I'd say she must be the best one to play.
I mean, just to play a witch in general is a dream come true.
Yeah.
I love it.
Catherine, thank you so much. I'm so excited. I've seen a few of the episodes. I cannot wait to see where this story goes, and best of luck with it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.